I'm asking about people about the flat Earth. If
the flat Earth?
Yeah. Do you believe we live on a spinning globe?
With the what?
Do you believe we live on a spinning globe?
What is spinning?
Our globe. Do you believe we live on a globe?
Oh, it's flat. Yeah, it's flat. You need to change this, man. This is a fucking shit. I need to change this shit, man. Die now.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat, not a spinning globe?
Then I wouldn't believe you because science tells you otherwise.
What's the number one reason you believe you live on a spinning globe?
Because of science and math.
Give me an example of science.
Because our scientists have proven it many times over.
Okay, so we live on a globe because scientists have told us.
Yes, I believe
in
science.
Your number one proof.
And math.
What about the math of the curvature? What about the fact that
I'm not a scientist or a mathematician. I believe in the experts.
I've heard that before.
You heard that? What do you think about that?
I don't think it's true.
What's the number one reason you believe we live in a spinning globe?
Physics.
Physics. What do you mean by that?
I haven't researched enough, but I just know that I...
You believe that the physics...
From what I've
from
seen,
scientists
physics
is,
shows that it's a globe.
I don't believe that it's flat.
You believe we live in a globe. What's the number one reason?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
But you believe we live in a globe?
Sure, yeah.
What do you think? Is the Earth flat or round?
I don't think it matters that much.
It doesn't matter that much? Do you think it matters, the shape of our Earth? What if I told you the Earth is actually flat, not a spinning globe?
It's been proven that it's not flat, though.
Three reasons you believe you live on a spinning globe.
Well, Christopher Columbus tried it before, you know what I'm saying? He thought the world was flat. The sun and the moon, night and day, that's the reason. The Earth is spinning constantly, so we can't feel it, no. I can imagine it spinning very slowly. Hey, man, when I was in high school, you had the big little globes. It was circular.
Yeah, right?
We was taught that all our life, so. But you never know, though. You're right. You never know. Just because we was taught that don't mean that's necessarily true.
If you told me the world was flat, you would have to provide me evidence, being that I know the arguments for why the Earth is round.
What's the main reason you believe the Earth is a spinning globe?
Whatever I think is the main reason or not, the scientific conclusions, based by people who are certified in their field, they have come to the conclusion that the Earth is not flat.
If nobody can detect a curvature of the Earth mathematically, doesn't that disprove the globe model?
Negative. You would have to have a negation of a negation doesn't affirm a positive. If you were to assert that the Earth is flat, you would have to provide inconclusive evidence that the Earth is flat, not either assumptions or holes in theories that assert that the Earth is round.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat?
What about it?
Like really flat? Like for reals, for reals?
Like flat, flat. Like stationary and
why would
flat.
Why the whole lie about being round? Why would they lie to
really?
Us?
You go straight to why the lie? So do you believe that's possible, that it might be flat?
Sure. I haven't researched anything about being flat, right. So I think right now I still believe it's a globe. But if I look into it, I'm sure.
What's the number one reason you believe it's a globe?
Because we've been told that.
What do you think?
I think it's round. Whenever you look like out of a plane, it looks pretty.
You can see the curvature?
Yeah, that's what I think. But whatever.
I challenge you to go back on a plane and see if you can see curvature again. Would you be willing to look into it?
Yeah.
I say you're full of shit. I say you might be right.
I say like, could you walk off the edge of this motherfucker?
What do you think?
I think you're right.
What's the main reason you believe the Earth is flat?
I ain't really put too much thought into it. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro.
How can you be flat when you go up? Like,
that's the crazy thing, man. When you go up, like on a balloon or on a plane, the horizon keeps to your eye level.
Right.
If you were on a ball, you know, no matter how big the ball was, you would have to like look down to look.
But that's,
you know,
that's under the impression that other things aren't moving as well. You think you're the only one moving on the ball, but the ball is moving on you. So if you're always moving and he's always moving, you're always going to see the same thing. You're only meant to see what you're supposed to see. And that's the problem. See, we now upon the end. How could we fall again? God told us from Genesis that we were born to sin. With minds of our own, choose not to glory him. No respect for our creator, just mere cordialness. Yet, in the midst of the pain, they call for him. Every crooked judge, scientist, and historian.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat?
I'd be like, heck yeah, it's a spiral, man. It physically might look like a ball. It's really not. It's flat. It's like this energetic.
Like a realm?
Realm. Maybe? Like a platform.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat?
Then I would immediately think that's wrong and false. All planets are circular. We all revolve around the sun. And there's obviously been satellites in space that clearly take pictures of the Earth that circle.
What's the number one reason you believe there are planets?
Because the Hubble telescope, space telescope, captured those images.
What if they're CGI?
That would be very false. If there was some kind of gossip about it, us human beings, we would know by now.
How can water bend around the globe?
There's a lot of technicalities to it, but clearly the way gravity works and, you know, gravity is a crazy thing. All I gotta say is God gave us a beautiful planet. He gives us human beings a lot of beautiful things. We're very grateful to eat really good food, to see beautiful things, to have love.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat?
Yeah, it's not true. It's empirical evidence. You see everything. I mean, it makes sense. You see other planets. You're going on empirical evidence. We don't have a large mirror to look at. But you're looking at something that's been, I'm not gonna say taught forever, because then you're gonna use that point against me. That's, oh, that's all it's been taught.
No.
I know what you're doing.
What if he told you the Earth is flat?
If it was high up, well, I would believe it. But I'm not high, so.
I guess I've never really, these kind of questions, you don't really give a lot of thought, because how much does it really influence your day-to-day life? It doesn't.
How could it not? Isn't it the most important thing in the world to know where the fuck you live? What is your home?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But you understand, like, from my point, yeah. I mean, I just moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I have to work.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Yeah.
I have other shit going on.
Shit.
Exactly. I don't fucking worry about if the Earth is round or not.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat, not a spinning globe?
I believe that's what they thought many years before the voyages of the Magellan, Cortez, and the rest of the international crew. I would probably, I don't know, that's a good one. Probably see where it ends. Probably go want to see where it ends.
The atmospheric, it's a mirage.
It's a mirage.
What's happening is the light is actually being affected by
bending.
The
light bending.
It's actually bending with the temperature.
Do you know star doesn't move, right?
Yes, it does.
It does move?
All the stars are
Chris, the North Star must remain at a fixed locale. There's no...
How can the North Star move?
No.
This is what I don't get. Does the North Star move
Chris,
or doesn't
it? Ludicrous. The North Star is the one.
So you're saying that the universe revolves around the North Star?
The universe revolves around us. That's what they believed for thousands of years, right?
Wait, hold up. Is this on?
I'm recording, yeah.
He's recording.
One pair of pants later.
What if I told you that the Earth was actually flat?
I would do everything in my power to disprove it.
What's the number one reason you believe we live on a spinning globe?
Gravity.
That's your reason? Gravity.
Yes.
What is gravity?
Gravity? It's an interesting concept. Newton came about. Long ass time ago. You can't disprove it, but I can prove it.
What if I told you that's density of the object you're holding in your hand that you just dropped? Density and buoyancy. That object is denser than air, that's why it falls.
Well, of course. It had, nonetheless, as this object travels through space below here, the mass contained within here has to push the equivalent amount of mass of air below it upwards for it to travel anywhere. So for that to happen, you need gravity, which is, I guess, a phenomenon caused by a very large object it's motion. You can call it Earth, you can call it the Sun, you can call it anything.
Right. How do you explain gravity holding buildings and trillions of tons of water against this rock spinning in space, but butterflies can fly around?
They've just been able to adapt.
What about a helium balloon?
A helium balloon?
Yes.
Uses chemistry.
Isn't it correct that helium is lighter than air?
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Later that same evening.
Okay, tell me this. Why have we never filmed or looked through a telescope of buildings being upside down?
What do you mean?
Astronauts, why have they never filmed, if you have super powerful cameras, why have they never filmed the other side of the Earth?
He doesn't understand gravity.
No, okay. Hold on.
I see what you mean, right? We should be able to see buildings.
We're going so fast. The Earth is...
No, you're telling me. You're telling me.
It's just one person.
See, that's not how physics works, though. You want to be looking at the globe and see a building pointing that way? Because that's just not how physics works. It points
that looks exactly like the flat Earth model.
We need a ball.
Wow, that's
here.
Fucking convenient, man. I wish I lived like that. Perspective. You don't have perspective. No, you fucking don't. If you don't understand that, you're missing the big picture, the macro.
He's allowing
the ignorance to keep him.
No one. We are allowing anyone to upset us.
You're right.
I've told him he can punch me in the face. He won't make me upset.
Why would I punch him in the face?
I'll allow him to make it. You know, I'm saying no one can make me upset. Is what I'm saying.
Like when you're on a beach, you see a ship disappearing, right? Like it seems like it's going beyond the curvature.
It's going beyond our perception
because we see in like kind of like a triangle, and everything that goes far away gets smaller.
That's because our viewpoints is in the world are very small.
Exactly.
It's super small.
Do you know that you're the first person in this documentary who believes the Earth is a globe, but at the same time knows that ships disappear because of perception, not the curvature?
Well, are you kidding me? How the hell is that impossible?
Dude, exactly.
No, I refuse to believe that that's true. There can't be that many stupid people around.
If you were to live in a world that was like a plate and just went on and on and on, that's what you would be looking at.
That is true. It is true. I'm not saying that a flat Earth isn't possible. I'm just saying that...
Been disproven 500 years ago.
No, that this video is nowhere near enough evidence to make you think. I agree with you.
It's a hoax.
200 what?
Proofs the Earth is not a spinning ball.
200 proofs Earth is not a spinning ball by Eric Dubay. 1. The horizon always appears perfectly flat 360 degrees around the observer, regardless of altitude. All amateur balloon, rocket, plane, and drone footage show completely...
Forget about him. I'm interested in this. I'll sit here till 3 a.m. and watch. Yeah.
Shit, man. Recently, Russia released the first full image of the Earth, not a composite.
Look at that. Beautiful. This picture right here.
Zoom into this picture. Look, what the fuck is that?
It's a Photoshop hand tool.
Jesus Christ.
I've projected many miles of railways and many more of canals, and the allowance has not even been thought of, much less allowed for.
They can't.
Interesting thought.
Spherical trigonometry dictates the surface of all standing water must curve downward an easily measurable 8 inches per mile multiplied by the square of the distance.
Mm-hmm.
This means along a 6-mile channel of standing water, the Earth would dip 6 feet on either end from the central peak.
You cannot just say water's always level. Next. You gotta I'm taller than you, but I'm not taller than you. I can say that all I want.
You know, there's billions of planets out there. I choose to believe there is. I can look at the planets with my own eyes, so I know they're real. Maybe the way I perceive them might be that they're round, but in reality they aren't. That's very well the truth, but nonetheless, I still perceive them round.
Do you believe we come from monkeys?
If I believe we come from monkeys, no, of course not. I can see a monkey in the tree. If we came from monkeys, then there would be no monkeys.
I'm just gonna Google, do engineers factor the curvature of the Earth?
I don't remember.
Huh. It's all like blogs, not like the American Engineering Society.
The Suez Canal, connecting the Mediterranean with the Red Sea, is 100 miles long without any locks, making the water an uninterrupted continuation of the two seas. When constructed, the Earth's supposed curvature was not taken into account.
Does the Suez Canal? It's literally the same exact.
No official answer.
No,
because they don't want to touch the subject. It's such a taboo subject. That's why.
I agree with you. I would think that it would be the American Engineering Society wants to talk about the.
Sea level, passing through several lakes from one sea to the other. If the world were actually a globe, however, curving 8 inches per mile squared, the 180-mile stretch of rail would form an arc, with the center point at Birmingham raised over a mile, a full 5,400 feet above London and Liverpool.
I mean, if the earth was flat, obviously it would drastically change everybody's life. It would change our perspective on everything.
Our whole way of life, our whole way of thinking would have to be different. But I don't think they... society is gonna be acceptable, but you know, it just doesn't. It seems too disruptive. It's like you say, it's an experiment, right? You're either gonna get the result you want, or you're gonna be really disappointed. Everything will be different.
Soon after,
everybody's got bills to pay. If you keep saying the world is flat, the people with the money is eventually gonna shut your ass up. Whether you're alive screaming it, sure, they can't shut you up then. But once you're dead, your voice can't be heard anymore.
If I were to fly over Antarctica and circumnavigate the world vertically, would you be willing to join my team?
Hell no. What the fuck do I do that for? You know how crazy that sounds? Why would you navigate the world vertically?
What if I gave you like unlimited amounts of pot?
No.
No, still?
You can't fly over Antarctica. You can't. You guys. Why would you? No, what? Motherfucker!
How to prove the Earth is round.
You googled how to prove the Earth is round?
Yeah. It was like all the only thing it said was lunar eclipses.
The fucking shadow is round. Maybe the fucking shadow is round, telling you
maybe
something.
It's CGI. Like,
you know what? CGI? My cock being a fucking body length.
I don't understand why it makes people so upset. That's good. It makes everyone so upset.
Let me explain what I think about the Earth being flat.
Right.
Check it out. If I was a flat bitch, I couldn't imagine her being flat. So yet I would really think about it, wonder and ponder about the world being round, right? Because I would like it to be round because my own conspiracy, my own thought would make me feel like the world was round. Because everything flat is kind of boring.
Man, can you stop the
but
bullshit,
do I really
bro.
Think that the world is flat?
Stop the fucking bullshit,
at times
bro.
I might think so, right? No, but I gotta do a little bit more surgery, a little bit more writing. I gotta figure it out. But can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Do I really give a fuck?
No.
Never. East LA for life, baby. Call me evil.
What he was saying was airline pilots don't dip their nose down.
To reflect the sun's rays across stations set up.
The airplane never dips its nose down.
You're absolutely wrong with that.
No, the airplane never dips its nose down.
You're absolutely wrong with that. Yes, you are. You're wrong.
I really want to hear this. Let me know when we can...
Look, I figured it out. It's just, it's okay. It's going around. And so I really do feel that no matter, like, I think it's okay. It feels okay that it's spherical. I felt it.
That it's a globe.
Yeah.
You felt it?
Just now. For the first time in my life.
200 Proofs Earth is Not a Spinning Ball by Eric Dubay. Olber's paradox states that if there were billions of stars, which are suns, the night sky would be filled completely with light.
That's interesting.
Felix Baumgartner, spending 3 hours ascending over New Mexico, should have landed 2,500 miles west into the Pacific Ocean, but instead landed a few dozen miles east of the takeoff point. 23.
That's interesting.
Such nonsense occur by rain.
That is interesting. That's
likewise.
Fine. Earth is moving three times faster than the planes fly. Yeah. How is it they ever reach their destination?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
At such a flying speed of 1,000 miles an hour, which is supposed to be that of the Earth's rotation, has recently been achieved, which face all manner of directions, north, south, east, west, and otherwise, would be practically impossible.
That's interesting.
33.
You can't find a bump of water anywhere.
37.
Interesting. So do all the pilots know that the Earth is flat?
If the heat from the sun traveled 93 million miles to the Sahara Desert, it is absurd to assert that another 4,000 miles, 0.00004%, further to Antarctica would completely negate such sweltering heat, resulting in such drastic differences. 50. If the Earth were truly a globe, comparable to non-existent,
I cannot think of any explanation. I'm racking my brain. Also, humans live very well in the North Pole, and there is no life other than bacteria, like in the South Pole. Do you know Antarctica is a desert?
Right.
It doesn't actually snow in Antarctica.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that.
It doesn't snow in Antarctica. Yeah. Like, Antarctica is a desert.
Antarctica is a desert. It's classified as a desert because so little moisture falls from the sky. More rain falls in the Sahara Desert. More rain falls in the Sahara Desert.
A place that's technically covered in snow. Like,
look what the second thing is. What is Antarctica? NASA.
Where's the snow come from?
It's like it's just there.
It's like it's already there.
If anyone can prove the sea horizon perfectly straight and the Earth perfectly flat using nothing more than a level, tripods, and a wooden plank, at any altitude above sea level, simply fix a 6 to 12 foot long, smooth, leveled board edgewise upon tripods and observe the skyline from eye level behind it. The distant horizon will always appear perfectly level with the upper edge of the board. Furthermore, if you move in a half circle from one end of the board to the other, whilst observing the skyline over the upper edge, you will be able to trace a clear, flat 10 to 20 miles depending on your altitude.
Alright. If you go to the ocean and put up a perfectly flat board and look at the whole horizon, you should be able to see some curvature. Yeah. Like that one right there, I just gotta see it with my own eyes. Yeah. But it's right. I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna get a fucking 16 foot piece lumber from Home Depot and go to Santa Monica, put it on and just look and say there, like that one right there, that's either like an up or down yes or no, and like there's no reason watching anything else after that.
You don't even need 200 proofs.
You don't even need the other 199. Like it's right. Like I've never, like, cause like I told you, I sailed before.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
and when you look out you don't see any bend.
Right.
Let me just digest all this. It starts adding up with, like, okay, well, that's interesting, like...
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting, like... Okay, and then now it's starting to go the other way, right? Like, there's a lot of these, like, exceptions, you know,
right.
Like, about, like, oh, there's a perfectly good explanation for that,
yeah.
And a perfect explanation for that. My grandfather sails, my mom, you know, like, like, I've sailed from here to Hawaii with them, you know? Like, it's like I've been on a boat whenever, and in every direction you can see is all water, you know?
It's flat.
We can't believe that shit.